This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. I've got a page up on my computer here in the studio that's got some economic data on it, specifically exports for one specific unnamed country, broken down by commodity and category. $4.72 billion in total exports for this country. Diamonds are 19.5% of that total, the biggest share. Radioactive chemicals are second at 12.7%, raw copper at 11.3%, and so on down the list, all the way to recovered paper at 0.032% of total exports. My mission, should I choose to accept it, is to guess which country this is. I'm going to say right now that this particular edition of the game craze that is sweeping us fun economic and business types, Tradle it's called, seems a bit too easy, right? 19% of exports are diamonds. But that's why you play the game, to find out how good you are or are not. Tradle is obviously an homage to Wordle, but for trade, it's from OEC, the Observatory of Economic Complexity. Gilberto Garcia Vasquez is Datawheel's chief economist. That's the organization behind the OEC and Tradle. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let me ask you, first of all, have you played today's game yet?
I haven't. I was waiting for you.
I appreciate you waiting. All right. Do you have it up in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I'm just going to say, as I said in the introduction, 19.5% of this country's $4 billion in exports being diamonds seems to be a giveaway, right?
Right. You have a big clue there.
All right. Big clue. I'm going to go ahead and enter South Africa here as my first guess. And wow. Okay. So South Africa is not the right answer. So the way this works is that you make your guess. It tells you how far off in kilometers you are. And then it gives you a compass direction to think about that you should make your second guess. So I should move to the northwest, 954 kilometers, give or take 500 miles. I do not, despite my producer's recommendation, I do not have a world map in front of me. So what's your guess? You're the trade expert.
It is on the coast, right? Because you see fish there.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Sorry. Wait. Wait, wait, wait. This is great. I totally missed this. Fish fillets are 6.93% of this country's exports. Non-filleted frozen fish are 5.76%. Yeah, you're totally right.
Well, we should try, what about Namibia?
Namibia. All right. I'll give it a try. Boom. There we go. Namibia.
We did it.
We got it in. We got it in two, which is to say you got it in two. Well, first of all, thank you for helping me out. Second of all, since we want to do more than just play this game, you get now, I think, on average, 500,000 views on a month on this, please take no offense, this sort of geeky, dorky trade game. And I guess I wonder what you think the draw is. I mean, I know why I'm interested. I guess there's a bunch of people out there like you and me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We were very surprised by the response. We launched this in March 2022. It was a tricky time for world trade just after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So people were paying more attention to world trade. And I think the level of response that is right now higher than what you quoted is we're close to 1 million visits per month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's just a reflection of how people are paying attention to that. And we're more conscious about how the world is connected and how world events, they come close to home. They affect you in every way.
Is this the first version of the game? And did you pop this thing out and this was the version, or did you have to try a couple before you really got the popular version that we see today?
Yeah, no, we put it out very quickly, but then at some point we ran out of countries, right? We do have only 224
yes,
countries with trade data.
It is kind of limited. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So we thought we were very smart. So we said, okay, we also have at the OEC data from subnational entities like states in the US or provinces in China or prefectures in Japan.
Oh,
and then we
really
tried
hard
to do it about those, but players didn't like it.
Yeah, because it's hard. That's why.
It is hard. I mean, we had Texas, California, things like that. A lot of people picked Alaska very quickly. But if you are far, that's too specific.
Now, this is specifically exports. Did you all think of sort of other metrics? Did you think like imports or I don't even know what else it might be, but there are definitely different ways to slice global trade data.
Yes, definitely. We have thought about imports and it's more challenging, right? Because we can all think about what different places produce and they are famous for, right? For example, one of the countries that was more easily identified was Fiji. And this is because almost 40% of the exports is water. So people kind of like identify very quickly with Fiji water.
Oh.
But then when you're talking about imports, it's very difficult, right? Because, for example, a small island can be importing everything, but also a medium-sized country that needs those inputs to produce. So we're thinking about imports, but we're trying to do it in a way that is still challenging, but still rewarding if you get it right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you heard my excitement when we, by which I mean you, got today's right. We should say, and I'm just going to pull back the fourth wall here. We tried to do this yesterday. We had some technical problems, so we couldn't. But yesterday's Tradle was ridiculously difficult. It was a tiny little country, $7 million in exports, $7 million with an M dollars in exports, of which like 10% were mollusks. And let's just say I did not get it, even with my six guesses.
Me neither. You're not alone on that. Normally, two-thirds of games end on a win. But yeah, sometimes there are cases where very few players get it right. Yesterday was very difficult.
Yeah. It was. Well, today's was easier. Gilberto Garcia Vasquez, he's DataWheel's chief economist. That is the company behind OEC and Tradle. I will tell you, by the way, if you're curious, other exports from Namibia, zinc ore, 1.4%, planes, helicopters, spacecraft, 5.68%, beer, 1.4%. Mr. Garcia Vasquez, thanks for your time, sir. I really appreciate it. Fun to play with you.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.